Let's read together Leviticus chapter 13. This long chapter concerns the disease of leprosy, both the identification of the disease and the consequences of having the disease. Let's begin by reading the first 8 verses of this chapter. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "When a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, and it becomes on the skin of his body like a leprous sore, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons the priest. The priest shall examine the sore on the skin of the body, and if the hair on the sore has turned white, and the sore appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is a leprous sore. Then the priest shall examine him and pronounce him unclean. But if the bright spot is white on the skin of his body, and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and its hair is not turned white, then the priest shall isolate the one who has the sore 7 days, and the priest shall examine him on the 7th day. And indeed, if the sore appears to be as it was, and the sore is not spread on the skin, then the priest shall isolate him another 7 days. Then the priest shall examine him again on the 7th day. And indeed, if the sore has faded, and the sore is not spread on the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is only a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab should at all spread over the skin, after he has been seen by the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen by the priest again. And if the priest sees that the scab has indeed spread on the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy." Let's begin our study of Leviticus chapter 13 with some background notes. Remember that chapters 11 through 15 of Leviticus deal with ritual cleanliness. Chapter 11 was ritual cleanliness in reference to diet. Chapter 12 was ritual cleanliness in reference to childbirth. Now, Leviticus chapter 13 is ritual cleanliness in reference to skin diseases. And at the end of the chapter, we have ritual cleanliness in reference to mold or mildew in homes and garments. Now, it's very important to understand that the Hebrew word translated leprosy here is not limited to Hansen's disease, the disease that we call leprosy today. The Hebrew word is broad enough to include all kinds of skin diseases, as well as mold or mildew in a garment or a leather article, as we'll see at the end of the chapter. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for Leviticus chapter 13. Doctrinal point number 1, the disease of leprosy illustrates the disease of sin. The disease of leprosy illustrates the disease of sin. Throughout the Bible, leprosy illustrates the disease of sin. Leprosy is a systemic disease. You don't get leprosy of the foot or shoulder, for example. No, leprosy is a disease of your system. That is your whole being, as is sin. We are sinners by nature. In the early stages, leprosy can be covered up and hidden from view. But slowly and surely it takes its toll and becomes loathsome and leads to death if not cured. In the same way, in the early stages, the outbreaks of our sinful natures can be masked over. But apart from salvation and the miracle of new birth, sin continues to take its toll and leads not only to physical death, but to spiritual death and eternal separation from God. The disease of leprosy illustrates the disease of sin. Doctrinal point number 2, the discipline of the leper illustrates the discipline of the sinner. The discipline of the leper illustrates the discipline of the sinner. Now, most of this chapter could be outlined as a series of tests for skin disease. In verses 2 through 8, the verses that we just read, we had the first skin disease test series. Notice in verse 5 how the infected person was isolated or quarantined. In verses 9 through 17, we have the second skin disease test series. Let's read these verses. "When the leprous sore is on a person, then he shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the swelling on the skin is white, and it has turned the hair white, and there is a spot of raw flesh in the swelling, it is an old leprosy on the skin of his body. The priest shall pronounce him unclean and shall not isolate him, for he is unclean. And if leprosy breaks out all over the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of the one who has the sore, from his head to his foot, wherever the priest looks. Then the priest shall consider, and indeed, if the leprosy has covered all his body, he shall pronounce him clean who has the sore. It has all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appears on him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall examine the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. Or if the raw flesh changes and turns white again, he shall come to the priest. And the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the sore has turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean who has a sore. He is clean. Here we see that if the disease continued to infect the person, they were declared unclean. Now, if the person's skin turned white all over and there was no raw flesh, it was an indication that the disease was no longer active and the person was declared clean. In verses 18 through 23, we have the third test series for skin diseases in scars. In verses 24 through 28, we have the fourth test series for skin diseases in burns. In verses 29 through 37, we have the fifth test series for skin diseases in the scalp or beard. In verses 38 and 39, we have skin conditions that were not infectious. In verses 40 through 44, we have the matter of skin diseases related to baldness. Now in verses 45 and 46, we have the actions to be taken when a person was declared unclean. Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, "Unclean, unclean." He shall be unclean. All the days he has a sore, he shall be unclean. He is unclean and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. The leper had to be put outside the camp, and the rest of the congregation had to know that he was outside the camp because he was unclean. Now, this was not a permanent situation, however, if there was cleansing and healing from the disease. Remember the case of Miriam in Numbers chapter 12. She was put out of the camp until her leprosy was checked, and then she was received back again into the congregation. Now, it's easy to see in light of New Testament scriptures how the treatment and discipline of the lepers here illustrates church discipline. As an unclean leper had to be put outside the camp, so an unclean sinner must be put out of church fellowship. Now, by unclean sinner, we mean a believer whose sin is obvious and affecting the public testimony of the local church, such as heresy or immorality or divisiveness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, a believer involved in immorality was to be excommunicated. Now, it's important to keep in mind that the treatment and discipline of the leper here is an illustration of discipline in the church, not discipline in the family or in the secular workplace. And notice how much careful observation went on before the leper was declared unclean and put out of the camp. In the same way, church leaders should not be too hasty in their judgment. Titus chapter 3 and verse 10 says, "Reject the divisive man after the first and second admonition." So church leaders are not to be too hasty in their putting a person out of fellowship. But there does come a time when the sin is significant enough that it's affecting the body, and therefore that person must be put out of fellowship. It may be because of heresy, it may be because of immorality, it may be because of divisiveness. So we see that the discipline of the leper illustrates the discipline of the sinner. And now what about practical application for Leviticus chapter 13? Keep tabs on your associations. Keep tabs on your associations. Verses 47 through 59. Leviticus chapter 13, beginning now with verse 47. Also, if a garment has a leprous plague in it, whether it is a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it is in the warp or woof of linen or wool, whether in leather or in anything made of leather, and if the plague is greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the leather, whether in the warp or in the woof, or in anything made of leather, it is a leprous plague and shall be shown to the priest. The priest shall examine the plague and isolate that which has the plague 7 days. And he shall examine the plague on the 7th day. If the plague is spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, in the leather or in anything made of leather, the plague is an act of leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment in which is the plague, whether warp or woof, in wool or in linen, or anything of leather, for it is an act of leprosy. The garment shall be burned in the fire. But if the priest examines it, and indeed the plague is not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything made of leather, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing in which is the plague, and he shall isolate it another 7 days. Then the priest shall examine the plague after it has been washed, and indeed if the plague has not changed its color, though the plague is not spread, it is unclean, and you shall burn it in the fire. It continues eating away, whether the damage is outside or inside. If the priest examines it, and indeed the plague has faded after washing it, then he shall tear it out of the garment, whether out of the warp, or out of the woof, or out of the leather. If it appears again in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything made of leather, it is a spreading plague. You shall burn with fire that in which is the plague. And if you wash the garment, either warp or woof, or whatever is made of leather, if the plague has disappeared from it, then it shall be washed a second time and shall be clean. This is the law of the leprous plague in a garment of wool or linen, either in the warp or woof, or in anything made of leather, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. Now, keep tabs means watch and keep close surveillance. Now, I believe that's the overall spiritual lesson here at the end of this chapter. Just as personal garments and articles of leather had to be carefully checked for mold or mildew or any other kind of fungus which could spread and contaminate and possibly infect the person wearing the garment or touching the article, so we must keep close tabs on our associations and not risk the danger of contamination or infection. Now, this does not mean that we are to live as Christian hermits or try to escape the world. No, but we must be aware of the defiling aspects of the evil that's in this world all around us and keep tabs on our associations. Remember, the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 17 that we were to be in the world, but not of the world. Just as cleansing water was important with respect to infected garments or articles here in this chapter, so the water of God's word is important in keeping us sanctified. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 says that Christ sanctifies and cleanses his church with the washing of water by the word. So I think we have that practical application here. Just as they were to keep close tabs on the garments and articles that surrounded them and that they touched and used daily, so we need to keep tabs on our associations. Keep tabs on your associations.